anything by it. Leaving his breakfast to congeal, Mort hurried up the steps along the corridor and paused in front of the first door. He raised his hand to knock.
Enter!
The handle turned of its own accord. The door swung inward. Death was seated behind a desk, peering intently into a vast leather book, almost bigger than the desk itself. He looked up as Mort came in, keeping one calcareous finger marking his place, and grinned. There wasn't much of an alternative.
Ah,
he said, and then paused. Then he scratched his chin with a noise like a fingernail being pulled across a comb.
Who are you, boy?
Mort, sir, said Mort. Your apprentice, you remember?
Death stared at him for some time, then the pinpoint blue eyes turned back at the book.
Oh, yes, he said. Mort. Well, boy, do you sincerely wish to learn the uttermost secrets of time and space?
Yes, sir. I think so, sir.
Good. The stables are around the back. The shovel hangs just inside the door.
He looked down. He looked up. Mort hadn't moved.
Is it by any chance possible that you fail to understand me?
Not fully, sir, said Mort.
Dung, boy. Dung. Albert has a compost heap in the garden. I imagine there's a wheelbarrow somewhere on the premises. Get on with it.
Mort nodded mournfully.
Yes, sir. I see, sir. Sir?
Yes?
Sir, I don't see what this has to do with the secrets of time and space.
Death did not look up from his book.
That, he said, is because you are here to learn.
It is a fact that although the death of the Discworld is, in his own words, an anthropomorphic personification, he long ago gave up using the traditional skeletal horses because of the bother of having to stop all the time to wire bits back on. Now his horses were always flesh-and-blood beasts, from the finest stock. And, Mort learned, very well fed. Some jobs offer increments. This one offered, well, quite the reverse. But at least it was in the warm and fairly easy to get the hang of. After a while, he got into the rhythm of it and started playing the private little quantity surveying game that everyone plays in these circumstances. Let's see, he thought, I've done nearly a quarter, let's call it a third, so when I've done that corner by the hay rack, it'll be more than half, call it 5/8, which means 3 more wheelbarrow loads. It doesn't prove anything very much except that the awesome splendour of the universe is much easier to deal with if you think of it as a series of small chunks. The horse watched him from its stall, occasionally trying to eat his hair in a friendly sort of way. After a while, he became aware that someone else was watching him. The girl Isabel was leaning on the half door, her chin in her hands.
"Are you a servant?" she said.
Mort straightened up.
"No," he said. "I'm an apprentice."
"That's silly. Albert said you can't be an apprentice."
Mort concentrated on hefting a shovelful into the wheelbarrow. 2 more shovelfuls, call it 3, if it's well pressed down, and that means 4 more barrows, all right, call it 5, before I've done halfway to the...
He says, said Isabel in a loud voice, that apprentices become masters and you can't have more than one death, so you're just a servant, and you have to do what I say.
And then 8 more barrows means it's all done all the way to the door, which is nearly 2/3 of the whole thing, which means...
Did you hear what I said, boy?
Mort nodded. And then it'll be 14 more barrows, only call it 15, because I haven't swept up properly in the corner, and...
Have you lost your tongue?
Mort, said Mort mildly. She looked at him furiously.
What?
My name is Mort, said Mort. Or Mortimer. Most people call me Mort. Did you want to talk to me about something?
She was speechless for a moment, staring from his face to the shovel and back again.
"Only I've been told to get on with this," said Mort.
She exploded.
"Why are you here? Why did Father bring you here?"
"He hired me at the hiring fair," said Mort. "All the boys got hired. And me."
"And you wanted to be hired?" she snapped. "He's Death, you know, the Grim Reaper. He's very important. He's not something you become. He's something you are."
Mort gestured vaguely at the wheelbarrow.
"I expect it'll turn out for the best," he said. "My father always says things generally do."
He picked up the shovel and turned away,